Joseph Louisiana Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Welcome to the new month of March. March is a month of deliverance, a month of clarity, a month of settlement, preparation for victory. For the way of the Lord is that of abundant life. Remember that as winds of change begin to blow in March, God is doing a new thing. For the good changes are coming, and Jesus shall shock them all, shock all of your haters. March 2022 comes with winds of change and shocking turnarounds. It is a time to refresh, revive, and rest in Him. For God holds you close and says, I will deliver you and uphold you with my right hand. I will bring you out and prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. I praise God. I know that God is going to do exactly what He said He would do. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you and I praise you just for what you are doing. So, Father God, we say yes to your will and yes to your way. Continue to move by your spirit on this line on this morning. Thank you, O Heavenly Father, for being the God that you are, O God, for keeping us, O God. We just want to praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we will be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. I'm going to do a series. The Holy Spirit has been dealing with me about doing a series on drawing near to God. And I want to talk about the six rewards or the six benefits of drawing near to God. People of God, drawing near to God isn't just a religious duty. It's a path to a great reward. So if you have your Bibles, could you please turn them to James, the 4th chapter and the 8th verse. That's James 4 and 8. I'm so excited about what God is doing, not only in this month, but at the beginning of this year. Even though things are going on in this world, we still got to pray and believe God that victory is already ours. Hallelujah. It says, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of His most holy word. All persons have business in the courtroom or first called to draw near. But if everyone is already there, attendance, why call them to draw near or to give their attention? It's simple. Because just being there isn't enough to get results. So if anyone really wants to achieve a victory in what they're after, they must participate and show their intent by drawing near. That means to come a little bit closer or to give their attention. But there is another court in which you must draw near and give your full, undivided attention. And that is the court of heaven. God is seated on the throne of the highest court. And He is making the same call to draw near. And you just read it in James 4 and 8. He has dominion over the earth. Yet He is seeking one thing. And that's you. God doesn't just call us to draw near for His own benefit. Draw near to God. And walking in the Spirit is a lifestyle. And people of God, it is a lifestyle of victory. Because the more you abide in God's word and his presence, the more you will hear his voice and the more victorious and successful you will be in every area of your life. And also the word says, God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. A reward is a prize. Some can call it a gift. Honor. That's what you can expect when you spend time drawing near to him. So we're going to look at some benefits or some rewards you can expect when you are drawing near to God. Number one is God will draw near to you, just like we read in James 4:8. So what does it mean to diligently seek him, like we read in Hebrews 11:6? That word means to persevere, to get your attention, to make it a constant effort, basically to be persistent. So in other words, when you draw near to God, you don't just do so once in a while, or when you in trouble, or when it hits you, or like when you want to say, oh, I got to go pray, or oh, I got to go read my word. To diligently seek him is to drop the things that are stealing your time from reading the word of God and from praying. People that are spending time with God becomes a priority in your life. It means when you have to go to work, you get up early enough to pray instead of skipping time with him. It is a persistent and constant effort on your part to draw near, okay? Because God is already there. He's just waiting on you. Because the more you draw near to God, the more you gain what you need from him in your areas where you are weak. That's when you will gain your strength from God, because you are pulling and you are reading your word. You are praying. You want to get closer to him. And the more you get closer to him, thank you, Jesus, the more you will see yourself. You will also see yourself in the word of God. And the more you draw closer to him, the more things will be falling off of you that is not of God. The more you draw close to him, the more you will get delivered from some things that is not of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So God will draw near to you, but you got to do your part. You just can't press in to God, but you have to press into his presence. Just don't read the word and just say, hey, I read the word, or I just prayed. Don't get up off your knees or however you go to God and don't receive an answer or don't receive a breakthrough. Press your way into his presence. The reward is that he, in turn, will draw near to you. There will be a closeness, come on here somebody, between you and God, a fellowship, a friendship. Nothing is more precious than a friendship with the Almighty God. Just like that song say, I am a friend of God. Everybody is not a friend of God. Because if you are a friend of God, you cannot be the friend of the world. You can't. So the more you draw closer to him, the more you will learn of him, just like God knows all about him. God knows all about us, but the more we draw closer to him, the more we will learn more of God. So when he draws near to you, the doors of communication are wide open. You can hear his instruction. You can hear his correction. You can also hear encouraging words, which only he can give us. And you will enjoy the other rewards that come directly through this relationship. Number two, he will guide you into all truth. Come on here, somebody. And that's found in John 16 and 13. So when you're in tune with God, you get to follow him to a very special place known and accessible only to his followers. It's a place called truth. See, this is a time to be quiet before the Lord. Come into his presence with praise and thanksgiving. Then you must listen. You see, people of God, sometimes we get down there and we pray and we talk too much. Sometimes we just talk entirely too much until God be saying, be quiet. Let me talk to you. Because when we talk too much, we can't hear what God is saying to us because we are over talking him. And it's only when God just wants us to just be quiet and just listen. Just hush. You don't have to say anything. Just hush. Because the Spirit is praying. And God will listen at your spirit. And many things will be confirmed to you. The Lord will tell you things. He will show you things and lead you into understanding and good success. So people of God, let everyone talk. But you listen. Listen to God. Listen to what he's saying. Be quiet. Some of us need that hush ministry because we talk too much. And sometimes we talk ourselves right out of our blessing. Some of us need that hush ministry. And so some people think they know the truth, but they are deceived. God is the one and only truth. And he says he will lead you into this truth, not just some truth, a little truth, or the truth we can comprehend, but all truth. So what does that really mean? If you're a businessman or woman, it means the Holy Spirit will show you how to increase your profits and reduce your expenses. If you're a mother, it means the Holy Spirit will show you how to settle arguments between your children. If you're in the classroom, it means the Holy Spirit will show you how to excel in your subjects. God is the author of truth. If there's a truth to know, he's the one to reveal it to us. There's a story that come out a long time ago, and everybody is doing this thing now, to where once people are in the uproar, they're not hearing what the Spirit is saying about what's going on in the other countries now with the war going on. But if we would just settle down and listen to what the Spirit is saying and how we can pray and how God would overturn it and what to pray, he will move instantly. Well, my time is up, but we will continue this on next Friday. But until then, I want you to continue to pray and seek the face of God and also listen. Remember, I love you and God does too. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47
at gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.natchezmemphis.com.